20,000 deaths as power restoration efforts continue in the hardest-hit areas. Tensions remain high in the Middle East, and Israel used an airstrike to cut off a main highway that links Lebanon with Syria. This is ABC News. The devastation brought by Helene is not just impacting areas of the South, but also the companies that are based in those places. That includes the nation's largest supplier of intravenous fluids for hospital and home use.
Though they're conserving IV fluid supplies at Mass General Brigham Hospital in Boston,
people should have a lot of confidence that we are delivering care as normal.
The hospital's Dr. Paul Bittinger.
In some cases where we would have what we call spiked or prepared an IV fluid bag just in case, we're holding back on that so that we don't waste any units that we otherwise may need to use for patient care.
The FDA says it's working with Baxter to get the storm-damaged plant back to production ASAP.
It's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The NFL says there were the fewest concussions this preseason since it began keeping track in 2015. The league citing rule changes and equipment changes for the 24% decrease that includes the Guardian cap, a cushioned pad some players are wearing over their helmets. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and a good Saturday to you. I hope you had a wonderful week. Well, today, definitely feeling like summer again, rising up to 84 degrees this afternoon. Typically, this time of year, we have highs in the mid-60s, and overnight lows are in the lower 40s, upper 30s in some spots. So, of course, well above average, and that's thanks to the upper-level pattern in place, as well as a south wind. And today, it'll be breezy, with winds gusting over 25 miles per hour. The only real chance of precipitation and the biggest change in the forecast is tonight into tomorrow. Even then, the chance for rain is small, but certainly we will see a change in temperature as a cold front blows through the region. So mostly sunny overall today, highs around 84. This evening, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, more likely in northern Wisconsin. Then overnight, partly cloudy and breezy, dropping to about 47. Sunday, mostly sunny, definitely cooler and breezy, highs around 65. On Sunday night, areas of frost are possible in locations where the wind is light. We'll drop down to about 34. Monday then, sunny, highs around 68. Areas of frost possible again early on Tuesday, starting around 33, and then mostly sunny during the day Tuesday, rising up to about 72. The second half of next week, getting back into that southerly flow, so it gets warmer and kind of summer-like again. Wednesday, beginning around 38, a high of 74 with sunshine. Thursday, mostly sunny, starting around 41 and a high of 77. And Friday of next week, mostly sunny, beginning around 46 and a high of 82 degrees. The following weekend into that next week, some indications that a stronger cold front could drop through part of the upper Midwest, and in the wake of that front, a shot of some chilly late fall-like weather. Of course, we'll see how that moderates over the coming days, but signals for the second half of October that we could get some doses of late October or November-like air. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great weekend.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're currently at 42 degrees, up from our morning low of 38. Mostly clear skies to start your Saturday following our high yesterday of 69. The record high, 86 in 1992, and the record low, 23 back in 1952. 1 year ago, our low was 49, our high 71. The sun will set tonight at 6:36, rise this morning at 7:03, sunrise tomorrow at 7:04. The air is calm, no precipitation to report, and we're at 30.15 for our barometric reading. 42 degrees, our current temperature, with mostly clear skies.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Save big during the fall filter sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee tools and heated gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
Napa Know How.
20-18 for the score. Hornets trying to take the lead. Bosworth, the holder for the Hornets, awaiting the snap from center. Long snap count. It's snapped. Here's the kick. It is on the way, and the kick is good. The kick is good by Grayson Banker, and the Hornets take the lead in this one. Holy mackerel.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. Richland Center hosted River Valley in homecoming football action last night, and it was a close one. Here's Phil Nee with more.
Richland Center came from behind to beat River Valley 21-20 in a homecoming game at Richland Center High School. At one point, the Blackhawks led 20-6 in the third quarter before the Hornets scored 15 unanswered points, including an 18-yard field goal with 9 seconds left to take the lead. The game was played without a working scoreboard, and the time was kept by the officials on the field. Andy Fisk threw a pass to Caden Plumley. The two-pointer failed, and River Valley was up 6-0. The Hornets scored in the first play of the second quarter on a 48-yard pass play from Jaden Shep to Brady Dosh. The Hornets failed to convert, and the score was tied. River Valley's defense made some key stops, including an interception from Sumner Knockreiner. The Hawks scored on the final play of the half when Lucas Klein threw a pass to Sam Poppy, and the score was 12-6 River Valley after two quarters. The Hawks opened the second half with a 10-yard quarterback Lucas Klein pass to Quincy Blakely on their first drive. Klein threw to Chase Gilbertson for the two-point conversion, and it was 20-6. That would be the last score for River Valley. The Hornets logged a touchdown late in the third quarter when Jaden Shep threw an 8-yard pass to Liam Fingerson. After a failed conversion, the score was 20-12 River Valley. That set the stage for a wild fourth quarter. The Hornets' Jaden Shep intercepted a pass. The Blackhawks' Caden Plumley picked off a pass. Richland Center turned the ball over on downs inside the River Valley 5-yard line with 2 minutes left. The Blackhawks, however, fumbled the ball and gave it back to the Hornets. Richland Center's Jaden Shep threw to Liam Fingerson on a 9-yard play, and it was 20-18. River Valley's defense stopped the two-pointer and kept the lead. Richland Center successfully recovered an onside kick when Wes Bosworth fell on the football, and the team was able to mount a last-ditch drive. On fourth down with 9 seconds left and the ball at the River Valley 1-yard line, senior Grayson Banker kicked a field goal to give the Hornets a 1-point lead. River Valley returned the ensuing kickoff and got one final play from scrimmage as quarterback Lucas Klein ran the ball to the Richland Center 45 and was tackled on the game's final play. With the 21-20 win, Richland Center wins its second one-point game of the season. They are 1-4 in the league and 2-5 overall. They will play at Dodgeville during Week 8. River Valley falls to 2-4 and 2-3 in the league. They will play host to Platteville next. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other games from the area last night. It was Lancaster shutting out Dodgeville 42-0. New Glarus picked up a 21-14 win over Platteville. And Prairie du Chien down Broadhead Judah 50-15. Scenic Bluffs finals. Ithaca defeated Royal 35-7. Hillsboro shut out Brookwood 39-0. It was Bangor 28, Cashton 21, and New Lisbon over Nisida 40-2. Six Rivers finals. Riverdale picked up a 20-point win over Boscobel 26-6. Potosi-Cassville 35-6 over Wazika Steuben. And River Ridge 55, Iowa Grant 16. From the SWAL, Mineral Point a big win over Southwestern. East Dubuque 35-26. Cuba City down Fenimore 49-18. And Darlington a 55-10 win over Lodi. Other games, Nakusa 36, Adams Friendship 12, Portage a 34-17 win over Sauk Prairie. Reedsburg upended Baraboo 42-7. Ripon 26, Mauston 6. Luther 28, Viroqua 14. Aquinas shut out Westby 45-0. And Berlin over Wisconsin Dells 42-6. A-player football, a couple of finals. DeSoto defeated Belmont Thursday night 32-6. Last night, Highland down North Crawford 16-6. And one A-player game today, Kickapoo Lafarge travels to Waniwok Weston. The forecast for Southwest Wisconsin for your weekend, mostly sunny today, windy and warmer, a high of 81. For tonight, breezy with a tiny chance of showers later in the night, a low down to 49. Sunday, tomorrow, we're going to cool down a little bit, sunny and breezy, a high in the mid-60s. On Monday, patchy frost possible early in the morning, but tons of sunshine and nice with a high at 68. On Tuesday, sunny skies and 70.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up. From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I've been hanging around this place. I've been looking through your space. I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you. All the places you would go. All the people that you know. I've been looking for you. I've been looking for you. And all them pretty people up on El Cerrito Place, they all got something in pockets, all got something on their face. Well, they roll down to La Brea, where it meets the boulevard, singing hallelujah while they dance over the stars. They all think they're going far. Me, I've been looking for you, baby. I've been looking for you, baby. Somebody said they might have seen you where the ocean meets the land. So I've been out here all night looking for your footprints in the sand. Or did you hear the ocean singing? Baby, did you sing along as you danced over the water to some old forgotten song? Or will you even hear it all? Me, I've been looking for you, baby. I've been looking for you, baby. I've been looking for you, baby. I've been looking for you, baby, all night long. All night long. All night long. Just after daylight, there's a Joshua tree grows that little place you always like. Well, these pioneer town people ain't got too much to say, and if they might have seen you, they ain't giving you away. Well, now it's been 2 days I've been looking for you, baby. 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 All night long. All night long. All night long. Back to El Cerrito place, that's the last time that I saw that pretty smile upon your face. I've been looking for you, baby.
It's your weekend wake up with Carly Robeson, El Cerrito place. 6:18, here's King George in a roundabout way.
As far as all my friends can tell, her leaving, well, that's kinda right. Cause when I'm out with them, I don't let her memory ruin the night. For the most part, I'm okay. But I still miss her in a roundabout way. Time that midnight rolls around, that's around about the time my tears start falling down. But she's not around, I come unwound, and my heart breaks. Yeah, I still miss her. Other day, I took her smiling face down off my wall.
WRCO.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's a wonderful family fun.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Keep your vehicle running smoothly with expert automotive services from McFarland's Retail and Service Center. Our skilled technicians offer a wide range of services including oil changes, brake repairs, tune-ups, and more. We use only the highest quality parts and equipment to ensure your satisfaction. Trust McFarland's to keep your car running at its best. Schedule your appointment today at McFarland's.
Looking to buy, sell, trade, or browse? Come to the Richland Center Gun Show October 4th and 5th at the Richland Center Community Center. They pay cash for guns and related items. Don't miss out on the best deals. Hosted by Gun Buyer Gun Shows, this event has everything for firearm enthusiasts. Remember, all federal and local firearm laws must be followed. Mark your calendar for this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and head to the Richland Center Gun Show. Don't miss it. It's at the Richland Center Community Center this weekend.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
I feel it, and it helps to keep me warm.
Richland Center.
Good morning. It's time for a news update brought to you by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunity for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual worker. And by Computer Connections Y Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin, with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless. Good morning. With a look at news on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. Here's what you need to know. A body matching the description of a missing Madison woman has been recovered. Brooke Stratton hadn't been seen in 3 days. Police Chief Sean Barnes says a body was recovered from a pond near Monroe Street and Lewis Court. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office will identify the body. Police are questioning a possible suspect who's in custody on charges unrelated to this case. A decades-old baby John Doe cold case in southeast Wisconsin goes unsolved. In 1989, authorities found a newborn baby boy dead beneath a bridge in rural Kenosha County and buried him at a cemetery in the area. After the infant's body was exhumed for DNA evidence in 2015, the baby's death was treated as a homicide after a DNA match identified the newborn's next of kin in 2022. The case was referred to the Racine County District Attorney's Office, which recently concluded no charges would be filed. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office officially closed the case on Thursday. The Department of Natural Resources is asking hunters for deer tissue samples to test for PFOS accumulating near the town of Stella in Oneida County. The deer will need to have been harvested within a 3-mile radius of Stella in 2024. The sample of muscle and liver tissue should be about the size of an adult thumb, wrapped in aluminum foil and placed in a ziplocked and closed bag. Details on the harvest location are also required. The samples can be dropped off at the Chronic Wasting Disease kiosk in Rhinelander. Richland Center's Colorfest weekend continues through tomorrow. The Hill Country Classic Power's annual Wheels of Time truck and tractor show is at the Richland County Fairgrounds, and it continues through tomorrow at 4 p.m. View Classic Restored and more tractors, trucks, cars, and other vehicles. A parade will be held this afternoon at 4. Admission is free, and you're encouraged to support the show through your purchase of pie, and the 4-H will be serving food and refreshments. Oakwood Fruit Farm is hosting its Customer Appreciation Days at the Orchard today and tomorrow. There are many sales specials, sampling of retail store offerings, author book signings, and more. The Friendship Quilters Guild Quilt Show will be held in the Activity Room at Schmidt Woodland Hills Senior Living Facility today and tomorrow from 10 to 4 each day. A variety of quilted items will be on display. A bed turning will be featured at 11 and 2, and again tomorrow at 2 p.m. Vitesnik Power Sports is celebrating its 50th anniversary with a Customer Appreciation Day today from 10 until 1. You're invited to hang out and enjoy music, food trucks, bouncy castles, and a classic motorcycle display. Richland County EMS will host a fall festival this afternoon from noon to 4 at Cross Cub Park. Kaylee Klatt is an EMS professional. She says it's a fundraiser to provide service to the community.
We had talked about transferring into a paramedic service, hopefully at the beginning of 2025, and that's kind of what sparked the idea of let's make an event to raise money for all of the equipment and medications that we will be needing for that transition.
Abby Noggle says the equipment is quite expensive.
When I was going through like kind of a baseline, kind of like getting like the bare minimum stuff, we were finding that it was going to cost like tens of thousands, if not maybe upwards of like $100,000 just to kind of staff bare minimum our first 3 out trucks for some medications, some basic supplies, some basic equipment, stuff like that for us to upgrade to the paramedic level.
Kaylee Clad invites everyone to enjoy some great food and children's activities.
We have a lot of local people donating stuff. Beiser Creek Meats in Bear Valley, they are donating all of the meats that we are doing. Hipsch's in Keysville is donating all of the sweet corn that we are doing. We are going to be doing a corn boil. And then Oakwood Fruit Farm is actually donating a bunch of apples. We have a DJ playing some music for the event. We have some bounce houses, and we are actually going to be doing some competitions for the kids.
The street will be blocked off by the station on Jefferson for you to enjoy the festivities and take a tour of the station. Join the community of Richland Center for a celebration of sights and sounds at the Canyon of Lights Nighttime Parade tonight at 7. Bands, civic clubs, and businesses, as well as other unique nighttime lighted floats, are all a part of the Canyon of Lights Parade. This year's theme is Superhero Showdown. If you'd like to participate in the parade, registrations will be accepted all the way up to parade time at 7. For more information, phone 608-630-2452. American Legion Post number 13 in Richland Center will be serving Free Will biscuits and gravy and scrambled eggs breakfast tomorrow from 7 until gone. And tours of the AD German warehouse will be held tomorrow. Tours begin promptly on the hour at 11, noon, 1, and 2. Tickets are priced at $20 per person. And the Ithaca School Fair is being held 1 week from today, October 12th, as part of Homecoming's Welcome to the Jungle. Those planning to enter the fair are reminded that the deadline to enter exhibits is Tuesday, October 8th. You can enter your exhibits online on the web, fairentry.com/fair/sign-in, 20951.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
The forecast for Southwest Wisconsin for your weekend, mostly sunny today, windy and warmer, a high of 81. For tonight, breezy with a tiny chance of showers later in the night, a low down to 49. Sunday, tomorrow, we're going to cool down a little bit, sunny and breezy, a high in the mid-60s. On Monday, patchy frost possible early in the morning, but tons of sunshine and nice with a high at 68. On Tuesday, sunny skies and 70.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
20-18 for the score. Hornets trying to take the lead. Bosworth, the holder for the Hornets. Awaiting the snap from center. Long snap count. It's snapped. Here's the kick. It is on the way. And the kick is good. The kick is good by Grayson Banker. And the Hornets take the lead in this one. Holy mackerel!
WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports, brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24-7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right, and by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and offering interior design services.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. Richland Center hosted River Valley in homecoming football action last night, and it was a close one. Here's Phil Nee with more.
Richland Center came from behind to beat River Valley 21-20 in a homecoming game at Richland Center High School. At one point, the Blackhawks led 20-6 in the third quarter before the Hornets scored 15 unanswered points, including an 18-yard field goal with 9 seconds left to take the lead. The game was played without a working scoreboard, and the time was kept by the officials on the field. Andy Fisk threw a pass to Caden Plumley. The two-pointer failed, and River Valley was up 6-0. The Hornets scored in the first play of the second quarter on a 48-yard pass play from Jaden Shep to Brady Dosh. The Hornets failed to convert, and the score was tied. River Valley's defense made some key stops, including an interception from Sumner Knockreiner. The Hawks scored on the final play of the half when Lucas Klein threw a pass to Sam Poppy, and the score was 12-6 River Valley after two quarters. The Hawks opened the second half with a 10-yard quarterback Lucas Klein pass to Quincy Blakely on their first drive. Klein threw to Chase Gilbertson for the two-point conversion, and it was 20-6. That would be the last score for River Valley. The Hornets logged a touchdown late in the third quarter when Jaden Shep threw an 8-yard pass to Liam Fingerson. After a failed conversion, the score was 20-12 River Valley. That set the stage for a wild fourth quarter. The Hornets' Jaden Shep intercepted a pass. The Blackhawks' Caden Plumley picked off a pass. Richland Center turned the ball over on downs inside the River Valley 5-yard line with 2 minutes left. The Blackhawks, however, fumbled the ball and gave it back to the Hornets. Richland Center's Jaden Shep threw to Liam Fingerson on a 9-yard play, and it was 20-18. River Valley's defense stopped the two-pointer and kept the lead. Richland Center successfully recovered an onside kick when Wes Bosworth fell on the football, and the team was able to mount a last-ditch drive. On fourth down with 9 seconds left and the ball at the River Valley 1-yard line, senior Grayson Banker kicked a field goal to give the Hornets a 1-point lead. River Valley returned the ensuing kickoff and got one final play from scrimmage as quarterback Lucas Klein ran the ball to the Richland Center 45 and was tackled on the game's final play. With the 21-20 win, Richland Center wins its second 1-point game of the season. They are 1-4 in the league and 2-5 overall. They will play at Dodgeville during Week 8. River Valley falls to 2-4 and 2-3 in the league. They will play host to Platteville next. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other games from the area last night. It was Lancaster shutting out Dodgeville 42-0. New Glarus picked up a 21-14 win over Platteville, and Prairie du Chien down Broadhead Judah 50-15. Scenic Bluffs finals, Ithaca defeated Royal 35-7. Hillsboro shut out Brookwood 39-0. It was Bangor 28, Cashton 21, and New Lisbon over Nisida 40-2. Six Rivers finals. Riverdale picked up a 20-point win over Boscobel 26-6. Potosi Cassville 35-6 over Wazika Steuben. And River Ridge 55, Iowa Grant 16. From the SWAL, Mineral Point a big win over Southwestern. East Dubuque 35-26. Cuba City down Fenimore 49-18. And Darlington a 55-10 win over Lodi. Other games, Nacusa 36, Adams Friendship 12, Portage a 34. 24-17 win over Sauk Prairie. Reedsburg upended Baraboo 42-7, Ripon 26, Mauston 6, Luther 28, Viroqua 14, Aquinas shut out Westby 45-0, and Berlin over Wisconsin Dells 42-6. Eight-player football, a couple of finals. DeSoto defeated Belmont Thursday night 32-6. Last night, Highland down North Crawford 16-6, and one eight-player game today. Kickapoo LaFarge travels to Waniwok Weston.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
My Uncle Adam plays the best country.
Hey Adam, turn the music up.
It's Adam Hess on the radio.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Lost my hope, I was so far gone, crying all my tears. Yeah, she's a happy girl. Martina McBride on Country and Community for your weekend wake up. 6:49, and we're at 41 degrees.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company. They are a part of this community. The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference. Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
On a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Since I left, I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mom I ain't forget.
Oh Lord.
Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need 30 more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh my.
to the three, to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord, tell them drink some. Cause I'ma pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Cause I'ma pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
There's a storm across the valley, clouds are rolling in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulders. There's a truck out on a four lane, a mile or more away. The whining of his wheels just makes it colder. He's an hour away from riding on your prayers up in the sky. 10 days on the road, barely gone. There's a fire softly burning, supper's on the stove. It's the light in your eyes that makes him warm. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. There's all the news to tell him. How'd you spend your time? What's the latest thing the neighbors say? And your mother called last Friday. Sunshine made her cry. You felt the baby move just yesterday. Be back home again, yes it is. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. Living with you brings me. It's the sweetest thing I know of, just spending time with you. It's the little things that make a house a home. Like a fire softly burning, supper on. The light in your eyes, it makes me warm. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back.